I think the conclusion was Mali and Guinea and Burkina Faso was going to be suspended. The sanction cannot be lifted until a clear understanding is made between ECOWAS and those countries about not only the duration of the transition, but the step that they need to take to really make sure that the transition is reached in those countries. And here, the responsibility was given to ECOWAS because ECOWAS met at the level of head of states to take those decisions because AU functioned with the principle of subsidiarity. It's for the region to make the decision. And if the region cannot make or is unable to make a decision, the continent will take. That's the first reason. The second reason is that AU, unlike ECOWAS, doesn't have a regime of sanction. It has a regime of suspension. AU can only suspend, but AU generally doesn't have a regime of sanction. ECOWAS has a regime of sanction.
It seems to me this summit, much of the time there was spent with the peace and security. In the Sahel region and the Lake Chad region, the African leaders seem to be very concerned about the rise in terrorist activities in these areas.
Well, it's a reality of our continent. You know, the report that the Commission made to the summit about the peace and security situation on the continent, he employed the word shocking. The reality of the continent in terms of peace and security is shocking. And what makes you better understand that shock is that an evaluation of the first 10 years of the Agenda 26-3, which is now the AU guide on anything that member states have to do to really hope to get to a kind of integration and development of the different countries. That report said that 76% of the resources utilized the last 10 years for the development of the continent was dedicated to peace and security. It tells you about the situation of the continent.
Ibrahima, it seems to me the African Union has placed a lot of trust in the regional organization, particularly as it pertains to the conflict in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Yes, they have done that because what happened, you know, for the first time in many years, the East African community has deployed soldiers at the border between Rwanda and the DRC to deal with the situation created by the M23. And apart from doing that, they decided to really organize a meeting during which Kagame, Tshisekedi, and all the other actors that are involved in this crisis to sit down and to talk about the situation. And it was done, as I said earlier, at two levels. One is among the East African only, and two, after that, among the 15 members of the Peace and Security Council.
Before I let you go, we talked earlier about the situation with Mali and Guinea. What happens now with the transition there?
Yes, everything is frozen in Guinea. Frozen because the government doesn't want to talk to the real actors on the ground. The government wants to choose who to talk to. Two, the government is not really interested in really designing the transition, designing the time frame for the 24 months, because they accepted already that they will stay only for 24 months.